Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. And that is what allows you to take control of the airwaves. At 603-283-6160. Last night we teased you with a story we never got to. I always feel like we got to pay it off if we made a promise. And that is about Walmart. There's long been the hope that Walmart would enter the cryptocurrency space. And now, I wouldn't say it's official. I haven't heard the story. Bonnie, you brought the story in tonight. By the way, it is Ian here.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
And you brought the story in. You've been pretty excited about talking about it for a few days now. We just haven't had a chance to get around to it. And, you know, Walmart, of course, being the largest physical retailer on the planet. Is it fair to say that there's nothing out there, there's no company that's bigger than Walmart? They're international. Walmart is,
huge.
They're all over the place.
I have no idea if they're the biggest, but
I'm pretty sure they're the biggest in the United States, and I know they have stores in so many other countries.
I was in Costa Rica. There was a Walmart in San Jose.
There's Walmart's in Mexico, et cetera. So, they're a massive presence. If Walmart, the hope is, if Walmart comes on board with crypto, then that will take it to a new level. Like if you can actually go and pay for your purchase with Walmart coin or,
It would be great if they just, adopt something like AnyPay at their registers and you could pay with any crypto there.
You know what they'll do? They'll just clone all these stores. They're probably going to clone the government's released digital currency. It won't be encrypted, and they'll let you use that, and it'll be interchangeable with government money.
Hope it doesn't go that way. I mean,
guaranteed.
Let's hear what they're at least saying. What are the rumors? What's the news, Bonnie? What do you want to share with us?
This from thestreet.com says, Walmart plans to sell virtual goods, create cryptocurrency, and NFTs.
Okay, well, if they're planning to create a cryptocurrency, then that's a good sign.
Let's see the back end of that crypto real quick.
Yeah, because talk is cheap. Yeah. Maybe if it's not really crypto, maybe it's a centralized
I've said from the
currency.
Beginning, these people, even before I would even adopt crypto into my life a long time ago, I knew this was going to happen, and I knew that they would start to try to muddle the words digital currency with cryptocurrency because people are oafs, and they'll buy anything they're sold, and they'll be true believers. With a word.
Well, it says that they're filing applications seeking trademarks for digital currency, software to manage cryptocurrency and other digital assets, and for online retail services. Walmart is joining a number of other retailers who have established virtual retail stores and created non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, with plans...
They're jumping on the craze, on the bandwagon.
Yep, I get it.
With plans to produce its own cryptocurrency. The Bentonville, Arkansas retail giant, on December 30th, filed several applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, including one that seeks to establish a trademark for financial services for cryptocurrency, NFTs, and blockchain technology. A financial exchange of virtual currency, creation of digital currency and tokens of value for use by the online community, issuance of NFTs for use with blockchain technology and various other services involving NFTs, cryptocurrency, virtual currency, and digital currencies and assets.
That's a lot. So,
yeah, that is a lot.
Did you say that was a trademark or a patent? I missed what you said they filed. They filed something.
Filed applications, including one that seeks to establish a trademark for these.
Okay.
It's interesting because it says digital assets and cryptocurrency.
Right. Digital assets could include things like the NFT, and normally those are on cryptocurrency networks.
Well, it says virtual currency and digital currencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and cryptocurrency.
I'm curious to know what the trademark is going to be. Are they going to call this thing the Walton? Like what are they going to name the little crypto? The Sammy.
The Walmart coin doesn't really roll off the tongue, but of course that would have their branding
Walcoin
on it. Walcoin.
How well would it really go over? Because I mean, stuff from Walmart is generally held to be trash.
Sure.
It's like useful when you need it, but you don't forget. Don't ever plan on handing it down to your grandchildren.
Yeah, but imagine you're going to the lake to fish, and you're just like, oh, man, we need to stop and get some bait. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And you are in another town, and you can just go to Walmart and pay with Dogecoin for bait. I don't know why fishing came to my mind.
Yeah, I don't know if that's where they're going to go with this. I mean, it would be amazing if they actually were to accept other types of cryptocurrency instead of just their own coin. But I'm curious to hear this, because the fact that they're actually saying, I mean, at least according to this Street article, they're not beating around the bush here. They're saying they're intending to release a cryptocurrency, which, okay, let's hear more about that. I don't know if they have more, but I definitely want to hear more about it.
Sure.
It says Walmart also filed a trademark application for various downloadable software products for e-commerce, virtual marketplace, marketing, virtual reality, entertainment, video game consoles, tablet computers, mobile devices, payments, and fund transfers, blockchain, cryptocurrency, digital currency, virtual currency, and various other software uses.
Okay.
Like a wallet? Maybe they're...
It sounds to me like they're just covering all their bases.
Yeah.
Including, people being able to shop at Walmart in the metaverse.
Yeah, this sounds to me like the Street and whoever else is reporting on this, somebody reads through all the patent filings or all the trademark filings, and they said, Walmart filed this, and that's all this is. I'm curious, did Walmart actually make a statement? Is there any kind of official, we're going to do this from Walmart, or are they just saying, Walmart filed some things with the government?
It looks like it's just that they filed things.
Yeah, that may or may not necessarily mean something is imminent. It may mean they're just exploring these ideas, and or it could just die before
it even... parking some IP in case they decide to do something.
That's what it sounds like to me. I think that we might be reading a little bit too far into, or the Street in this case might be jumping to some conclusions here.
Hmm. The last paragraph, it says, the retailer seeks a trademark for a virtual retail store for all products, including electronics, all products. And
Walmart verse.
All products that it sells in its brick-and-mortar stores.
Mm-hmm.
It listed every, department in Walmart. But
yeah, I mean, it's interesting. If they do this, they will beat Amazon to the punch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people in the crypto sphere have been hoping forever that Amazon, the world's largest online retailer, will finally jump on board the crypto bandwagon.
I don't know why, when you can just use Purse and you won't be giving Jeff Bezos cryptocurrency.
Or check at Overstock, which accepted...
they were the first billion-dollar company to accept Bitcoin.
And we know that their CEO or former CEO is a dyed-in-the-wool libertarian anarchist.
Yeah, he's been to Porkfest, Porkupine Freedom Fest.
And he was awesome. He's so cool. What a great guy.
Bo Davis did bong hits with the guy.
Did he?
At Porkfest.
That's fantastic.
Once upon a time, yeah. It's hard to get too excited about this particular news until Walmart actually comes out and says, this is what we're going to do. At the end of 2022, Christmas season, we're launching Walmart coin, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to launch our own crypto wallet. None of that is here. This is just... they filed some stuff. So it's interesting. But we know that bad things happen when these big companies come out with big plans and announce them in advance. And that's what happened with Facebook. Remember when they came out with their idea for their Facebook stablecoins?
Yeah. And didn't that just get shelved? I heard that just got shelved.
That's the update. Not only shelved, but sold.
Oh.
So they're calling it quits. Facebook, a.k.a. Meta, they're out. After years now of planning and preparing and creating these, this, I don't know what they called it, but it was a group of companies basically that was on board with this idea. Everyone from MasterCard to PayPal and a bunch of others. Some of them ended up dropping out after the government gang put pressure on them.
I just Googled really fast to see if Walmart has ever made a statement themselves about it, and actually a little bit earlier than the time that they filed for those patents, they said, Biggs, I don't know who that is, CFO Brett Biggs says, they're a big proponent on blockchain technology.
Okay.
But Briggs doesn't see an overwhelming urge to move quickly in that direction.
No, and I don't think it is something that they should move quickly on. They should get it right. You know,
they're going to do it.
But that's interesting. It's an interesting statement. Thanks for finding that. There's more coming up here. We'll talk about what's happening with the Facebook crypto coin thing that they were planning and now apparently selling. Why is that?
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched their own investor token worldwide. You can get it on the X Markets Exchange, exmarkets.com. You can sign up there with just an email address. You can keep your privacy intact if you like. You don't need to go through the KYC process, as they call it, the Know Your Customer. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin, into X Markets, trade them for Tether, and use that Tether to purchase ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about their Intercoin vision over at intercoin.org, and you just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. That's intercoin.org. As we continue here, Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio, we're talking about some of these corporate crypto quote-unquote projects that I'm optimistic about Walmart because, you know, they definitely have it together as far as retail is concerned. They understand money. They are interested. Walmart has, for a long time, been interested in providing financial services to their customers, and the system has tried to stop them, basically. And we reported on this, I don't know, a decade ago or something like that, that Walmart wants to be a bank, but they're basically the bankers are saying don't let them. Because if you think about it, the bankers are making a ton of money off of Walmart, right? Because sure. Who issues credit cards? Banks. Mm-hmm. And who makes money off of every credit card sale? Visa, MasterCard, and the banks. And Walmart would like to be the credit card issuer. Walmart would like to be the account holders for all of their customers, you know, and they have never been able to do it. Like, they're allowed to do certain things with money. They can be a money transmitter. They can send money from, you know, one Walmart to another Walmart. They can send, you know, MoneyGrams there or whatever. You can go and order a money order and walk away with a money order from a Walmart. So they do offer some. They do some check cashing services as well. So they do offer a lot of financial services that target the poor. You know, they target the unbanked in a lot of cases. But they've never been allowed to open up Walmart Bank.
I wish Walmart would just tell the government, so we looked into this. We don't see how you have any say in whether or not we accept cryptocurrency, and we're doing it.
That's what I hope that they would do. I mean, of course, they are a corporation, and that's generally not how corporations do things. So I hope that they don't get all caught up like Facebook did with their Diem cryptocurrency. It was formerly known as Libra. The story here from TheVerge.com. We've been following this since the news broke, I don't know, 3 years ago or whatever it was now. It's been a few years since it first, you know, first broke that Facebook was going to release their own coin.
Doesn't seem like that long ago.
And initially, their plan was that it was, I don't know if they mentioned this in here, but it was going to be, yeah, they do mention it. It was going to be a basket token. So it was that? So it wasn't going to be like just a standard stable coin. For listeners that aren't familiar, we talk a lot about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general, and within the category of cryptocurrencies, there's something called a stable coin, which is a digital token backed by something. So you can back it by an ounce of gold, but they're more commonly backed by a dollar or Korean won or, you know, Japanese yen or whatever it is. So that's what a typical stablecoin is. When Facebook announced their Libra thing that they were going to do, they said, we're going to make this a basket of currencies, meaning it would somehow be tied to the price of a basket of normal, like, government monies. So the dollar and the euro, and they'd throw all this stuff into a basket, and then somehow it would be, there'd be a price. I don't know if it'd be like an average.
Does something like that already exist? That's crazy.
I'm not sure. I'm not, like, a financial expert. This, to my knowledge, that doesn't exist in the crypto sphere, but it might. I mean, it just might be obscure, right? Like, there's a bunch of things in crypto that we don't know about because there's literally thousands of cryptocurrencies out there, so it'd be impossible for one person to be aware of all that. Well, now apparently the whole project that Facebook had announced is coming to an end. The Diem Association, set up by Facebook to manage the digital token, is exploring a sale of its assets after meeting resistance by regulators who oppose the initiative, according to a new report by Bloomberg. Of course, this was their major mistake, was to announce this thing in advance, was to, you know, take the wraps off of it, and it gave the government all the opportunity they needed to swoop in, target Facebook and all the other companies that were backing this project and do everything they could to stop it.
It's just gobsmacking. You think about an institution the size of Facebook or the size of Walmart, it's just gobsmacking the power of banking.
What do you mean by that?
Like, they just have massive power. If the bankers tell the government to do something, they automatically do it. They basically are the government and have been for a long time, since at least 1913, right? So, and probably several different times before that with various attempts. Andrew Jackson's, was it Andrew Jackson?
He was a central banker, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think that is Andrew Jackson you're talking about that tried to get rid of the central banks, and then he flipped.
Yeah, he flipped. His dying words were, "I killed the bank." And he died with several bullets in him. If I'm wrong, I could be wrong. I believe it was Andrew Jackson whose dying words were, "I killed the bank."
Yeah, it definitely was Andrew Jackson that said that, because Mark named his son Jackson after him only for that reason.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, only if it had stayed dead. Unfortunately, yeah. The bank is back.
Yeah.
And it's, but you're speculating here, suggesting that the bankers, the Federal Reserve, or the government goons in D.C. were acting at the behest of the bankers to try to stop this thing.
Sure.
That's what you're saying. And you're probably right. I mean, that's the same reason they went after Walmart coin, or not Walmart coin, but the Walmart bank idea.
Yep.
The U.S. Federal Reserve, quote, dealt the effort a final blow, unquote, by putting pressure on Silvergate. Now, that's the banking partner that Diem said they were working with last year to launch the token. Have you ever heard of Silvergate before?
Never.
They're a bank?
Yes. Silvergate is a crypto-friendly bank.
It's... They shouldn't name anything serious something that ends with gate, because it just makes it sound like it's a scandal. A scandal, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I was like, what is Silvergate?
Watergate ruined everything forever.
Yeah, everything that's a scandal always has the word gate on the end. That's a good point.
I was like, somebody stole silver?
Silvergate is an interesting, you know, beast in the world of banking, because they were one of the earliest banks to start accepting cryptocurrency-related clients. So a lot of the crypto exchanges in the United States have an account at Silvergate Bank, because they're one of the only banks that would give them an account. And so they're highly regulated, highly controlled. There's an insane process to go through to actually get an account with them. Like, I tried to get the Shire Free Church an account with Silvergate Bank once upon a time, and they basically laughed me out the door. So, like, you've got to have all your, you know, government paperwork and everything to get an account over there. But they are one of the few banks that, for some number of years, has been doing business with the cryptocurrency industry. So it doesn't surprise me that they were involved in the planning of Diem. And subsequent articles have actually said that Silvergate is buying the Diem concept from Facebook.
What's so special about this coin that the technology needs to be bought?
That I also don't know.
Maybe it's the basket thing? I've never heard of that.
But they changed the plan. So the basket thing was the original idea, and when the feds came down on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg and his men said, well, okay, we'll just change the plan. We'll turn it into a dollar stablecoin. So that was all it was going to be, just another dollar stablecoin. So yeah, why would Silvergate need to buy that when there's a ton of these things out there? We can continue. You can share your thoughts as well. Bring up what you want.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says President Biden does not care about drugs and human trafficking.
If he cared, he would step up and do something about it. But he does not care about the carnage that he's causing to lives and communities across the entire country.
Abbott telling reporters the White House is letting fentanyl and illegal immigrants come into the United States through Mexico. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring from the nation's highest court. While discussing his pending retirement, he spoke about the current state of America and addressed the next generation.
There was more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible.
Breyer retiring at the end of the court session in June. USA Radio News. Some U.S. forces are on heightened alert and may deploy to areas close to Ukraine, but have not yet been activated. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying he will not go into specifics, but noted they're in constant communication with Ukraine on what needs to be addressed. There's no change in gas prices Thursday. According to the AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular is at $3.34 a gallon. The average price up 6 cents over the past month, which is driven by the price of rising crude oil. The price of gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago, and Tiffany Wright is with AAA of North Carolina. She tells CNN gas is fluctuating in her state.
Gas prices really have been a roller coaster ride. These are places where gas prices don't tend to drop as they do in other places around the country because they are year-round destinations.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join the show. We're talking about the, can we call it a failed attempt, I think at this point, by Facebook to create its own quote-unquote cryptocurrency that they're now giving up on.
Yeah.
They're now selling it. Yeah, that's, I think you can call it a fail if you're going to sell the thing.
I don't know. I'd say they succeeded by selling it. I mean, I don't think it's worth anything. And the fact they got a dollar for it sounds like a pure win to me.
No, I just meant they failed because they listened to the regulators and didn't come out with a cryptocurrency. I bet they'd make more money if they came out with a cryptocurrency and said, forget y'all, to the regulators.
I think they would. But that is not how corporations tend to work. And they would have, the smartest thing they could have done would have been to make this thing under wraps, keep it quiet,
and then just dump it
and
out,
and then just release it. And then there would be very little that the state could do about it. And that's one of the reasons why crypto has been so successful, is they never had to ask permission.
Right.
Satoshi Nakamoto didn't go, the creator of Bitcoin, whoever he or she is, they never went to some board of directors
or a lawyer
or some government office and said, can I do this? What do I got to do? What forms do I have to fill out? What fees do I need to pay? I want to do it right. Which is what a lot of people do when they open their own business or whatever. They have to do it the right way, because that means going and obeying the state and obeying all their diktats and their completely arbitrary rules, and usually them saying no, especially if you're going to do something that's going to threaten the financial status quo.
Do that immediately.
Yeah. So we're going to continue. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. And I do want to say thank you to Jesse, who is a silver supporter of our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. Jesse is helping us out for $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. We really appreciate that. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live when you do that. And you get some cool perks, too, over at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jessica in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Jessica.
Hey, I just wondered, because I didn't get the show that night, what happened with that secession proposition you were going to have put on the ballot. Did that go through or what?
Well, we weren't optimistic that it was going to get through the committee. At least I wasn't. It's the first time anything like this has ever been introduced, and the first time out, everything in politics is always difficult. So, unfortunately, the committee voted 21-0 to kill this bill. However,
if everything makes it through the committee in New Hampshire.
However, that's just their recommendation. So that doesn't mean the bill is dead. It just means that that's probably what's going to happen when it goes to the full House floor, but it will get a vote. It will get a full House discussion. There will be speechifying, from what I'm told. So there's at least one person who's planning on speaking. I'm sure Mike Sylvia will be speaking as well. So there's probably going to be at least two reps who are going to be speaking on the floor in favor of this thing, maybe more. And then we're going to have what's called a roll call vote. So when the full House of all 400 state representatives here is hearing this bill, not only is it going to be on the record, we're going to be able to watch it, video stream, you know, it's going to be there, we're going to see what they have to say about it, but they're going to have to vote on it, and every single one of those House members is going to be on the record, yay or nay, on this. So we're going to know at the end of the day, whenever that is, we think it may be as soon as 2 or 3 weeks from now.
You know, one of the things they were talking about at that original hearing there was some of the people were saying that, what was it? To put a bill like that forward or to support that bill as a politician. No, they were taking it a step beyond crazy. They were saying that it, legally, federally, it would be seen as sedition.
Was that the word they used?
They used the word, not insurrection, not sedition.
Rebellion.
Rebellion. And rebellion, I looked up the Black's Law Dictionary definition. It means a violent uprising.
Yes. Yeah, the legal definition of rebellion has to involve weapons and violence. So this is not by definition a rebellion, but that is what that man on the Brody Deshaies, the state rep who did all this research and talked to experts
internationally.
That's what he wanted you to think.
He talked to experts internationally.
Oh, yeah. What did you find out about one of the experts that he
only
to?
Named one expert. Right. He said he spoke to many experts, but he named one, Dr. David Williams, and he said where he was from and everything, so I was able to find out information about this guy. I was like, let me see if this guy has ever done something the average New Hampshirean wouldn't like. Well, he wrote a book called The Mythical Meanings of the Second Amendment, where he argues that the Second Amendment does not grant everyone right to bear arms.
Isn't Brody a Republican?
He's a Republican.
So
the Republican state rep, who is against secession, went to an anti-Second Amendment, quote-unquote, constitutional expert to get his so-called expert opinion about secession. And then he presented that opinion to the full committee, who then voted it down. So did that answer your question, Jessica? Do we still have you? Uh-oh. She might have dropped off the line. Well, Jessica, I think we answered your question. I appreciate your call. Thank you for making it tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. So, but it doesn't end here is the point I'm trying to make. So we get the full House is going to vote on it, which means that we're going to know who to target for primaries in this election coming up. Because this year, 2022, every 2 years in New Hampshire, the entire state House, all the state senators, the governor, you know, basically every elected state level office gets filled every 2 years. So they don't get to stay for four, like in most states. It's every 2 years. They basically barely have time to breathe before they're up for re-election. And so everybody who votes against this, now, we don't have the best, you know, system. We don't have systems. The secession movement here is, it's kind of been around for a while, but it's never really come into its own like it kind of finally is. But what I'd like to see is the ability to target all of these people. Like, if we've got enough supporters in enough of these towns where people like Brody DeShays live, primary his ass, primary every single person that votes against this, and make it an issue. Make it into a campaign issue.
Absolutely.
Let's find out where the candidates who are running for the first time stand on the issue, and let's make this one of the biggest issues then of the 2022 midterms.
And I'll say, you know, I would say in terms of strategy, it might be also a good time because you know that if those primaries happen against Republicans, it's going to make the left drool. And they're going to get caught with their pants. They're going to be so hyper-focused on those primaries. It might be a good time to also try to infiltrate the left.
It's always a good time to try to infiltrate the left.
But this might be a good time when they really, really got their eyes off the ball and just get in.
But it's hard to do because they do have a lockdown on their party, basically. It's very hard to rise through that party without being a true leftist. There's a guy named Tony LaBranche who has filed some decent, like, civil liberties bills. He was a Democrat. He's a young guy. He's, like, the youngest guy in the state house
How old is he?
He's
like, just turned 21.
Just turned 20 or 21.
Yeah, Brody DeShays is only 22, right?
Yeah, he's pretty young, too.
He's 23, and I think LaBranche is 20.
LaBranche, I think, just turned 20 or something like that. Anyway, very young.
A Democrat.
He was a Democrat.
Oh.
He recently changed his party to independent, and he made public statements about how frustrating it is to be an independently minded Democrat.
He said, quote, the two-party system has failed. So that's pretty cool.
So he didn't join the Republicans.
If he had anything to say about the Democrat Party, why would he walk away from the Democrat Party?
It's too controlled. He can't. You don't have the independence to do your own thing.
He said he can't believe that this is how the government works in our state, and he thinks it's too partisan.
Yeah,
that's interesting. You know,
it was awful.
I have gone to a couple Democrat like meetings.
Oh wow!
And the air, the vibe in the room is hyper controlled.
Yeah.
It is one of absolute dictatorial power. Even in these little teeny New Hampshire towns, the Democrats are total psychos.
I believe it. So this guy walked. This guy walked. And there was another lady that was going to go independent too, but she ended up just quitting her position. She walked out of the state house because they put too much pressure on her when they found out she was going to quit the Democratic Party. She just threw up her hands and said, I'm just going to quit the whole job.
It's called,
basically. Yeah. There's more coming up here, 603-283-6160. In fact, Boston Globe did an article about New Hampshire independence just recently. We'll share that coming up. Also, more about the Facebook situation.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, the phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on independence or the ridiculous Facebook DM, as it ended up being called, which actually ended up not coming out. This was their so-called cryptocurrency, which we'll never really probably get to find out whether it actually was a crypto or not, because it's dead, essentially. According to TheVerge.com, the Federal Reserve, quote, dealt the effort a final blow, unquote, by putting pressure on Silvergate Bank. This is the bank that Facebook and the others in this consortium were teaming up with. And apparently Silvergate's going to end up buying the project from Facebook. And you were skeptical, Matt, as to what that even, like, why would somebody buy a defunct, non-launched cryptocurrency project that when they could just spin up a copy of Tether or whatever.
Literally anything.
So it just doesn't make any sense. But nonetheless, we'll continue with that story. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a chat server, and there are people in there basically day and night, round the clock, at chat.freetalklive.com. It is what they call a matrix server. It's open source. It is self-hosted. That means we're hosting this thing. Cannot be shut down by some external large big tech corporation or whatever. And so you actually have some freedoms there. In fact, you have the freedom to create your own chat room if you want to. You can, there's already dozens there that have been created by other listeners, a few of them created by the show. And if those aren't good enough, you want something new, just create your own. You can invite people to it. It can be private. It can be public. It can be encrypted or not. It's up to you how to run it. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com and you can get the step-by-step instructions on how to join it. So just a little bit more about this story from TheVerge.com. Apparently the Federal Reserve told Silvergate, you know, something that made them not want to participate in this project, but yet somehow Silvergate is buying it now. It's very confusing. According to The Verge, he says, I've also heard someone involved the Fed threatened Silvergate, putting the launch on ice. A DM Association spokesperson, Michael Crittenden, told The Verge that Bloomberg's story contained some factual errors, but declined to comment further. I guess Bloomberg was broke the news about this.
Well, we know that the IMF threatened El Salvador recently, so they're not above threatening people to get their way in cryptocurrency.
You know, for all the naysayers of cryptocurrency out there who think that the government is actually the ones behind crypto,
ridiculous.
You got to look at how many threats they throw at every. If they were in control of crypto, they wouldn't have to threaten anybody with anything.
Yeah.
In fact, they would want people to adopt it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely not in control of cryptocurrency. I mean, it's quite clear. Anyone that can understand what it is understands why that's impossible.
And all the governments are acting this way against cryptocurrency.
Biden administration is going to come out with some kind of an executive order in the next few weeks. It's getting headlines already.
Sweet.
Cracking down in some way on cryptocurrency due to, quote-unquote, national security. That's all they're saying right now. But there's no details on it yet.
I don't see how they could crack down any harder than they already did.
Well, they may have some new other tricks up their sleeve. We'll see. But if Diem is indeed selling its assets, that may be an indication that the cryptocurrency cannot find a way forward. Originally, Libra, which is what they called it before they changed it to Diem, was meant to be a digital token backed by a basket of currencies from around the world. But regulators quickly halted that idea. So a simplified design was created, pegging a rebranded Diem token to the U.S. dollar. But apparently that wasn't good enough either. There have been other recent signs that Diem may not see the light of day. Facebook, which now calls itself Meta, recently launched a digital wallet that it originally had built for Diem with a different stablecoin from Paxos instead. So they completely shifted gears, and they said, you know, we're not going to do this ourselves. We'll just go on board with an already existing stablecoin.
So they did release
Apparently Facebook has its own digital wallet now, and you can, I guess, send payments with it.
Not me.
I'm not on Facebook, so I have no way of verifying that.
Hard pass.
David Marcus, the executive who originally proposed Libra and led the digital wallet project from Meta, left the company late last year after most of the founding team behind the project jumped ship. So there you go. It's over. The Libra thing is done for. Diem is dead. Whether Silvergate will revive it with whatever assets it's being sold from Facebook remains to be seen. And you know what? Who really cares?
I think them changing the name from Libra to Diem is kind of telling. It's like how Google just was like, let's take out don't be evil from our motto. They were like, let's take out a word that means freedom. From this.
Does Libra mean freedom?
It means free, right?
I guess it's got that root, right?
Liberty, yeah, Libra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're not free, and they proved it. And so the reason we followed this isn't because it's an exciting stablecoin. It's because it's Facebook, right? Like, Facebook is such a big company. Them coming out with a stablecoin, regardless of what you think of it, is worthy of talking about. And
I don't
now,
think stablecoins are ever exciting.
You don't think they are?
No.
Yeah, I used to be completely, like, confused by why they exist, but then I figured it out. I finally understood it after a few years. It's been probably a few years since I finally got it. Stablecoins that aren't run by mega corporations like Facebook, the ones that are out there on the internet, stablecoins allow cryptocurrency users to sell, let's say you got Bitcoin. And let's say you think the price of Bitcoin is going to go down. And you sell your Bitcoin and you turn it into a stable coin. And so then you've taken whatever amount of Bitcoin, let's say you had a tenth of a Bitcoin, right? So let's say it was $50,000. So you just took $5,000 out of the, you turn your Bitcoin into 5,000 stable coins, mm-hmm. which are equivalent to roughly $5,000. And then you were correct. Bitcoin is going down, and it goes all the way down to $30,000. And then you could take that $5,000 that you took out of the Bitcoin as stable coins and then buy more Bitcoin at a lower price point with the stable coins, mm-hmm. all without ever actually touching the dollar.
Nice.
And so that's kind of the brilliance of the stable coin. Yes, we know dollars suck. We know that they're awful. We know that they're backed by nothing. We know all of this. But that doesn't mean they don't have a use in the world of cryptocurrency. And so, again, you can't really, in my opinion, I don't play this game where I try to predict what the price of these things are going to do. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't see how anyone can know what the price of, you know, Bitcoin's going to do from one moment to the next. But some people, they play those games. And
how is the price of a stable coin established?
Well, that's an excellent question. To keep it simple, the standard way of doing it is you back it by a dollar. So there's a company out there called Tether. There's another one called Circle and Coinbase. And those two companies have formed an alliance to create USDC. So those are the number one and the number two stable coins out there right now. If you look at the top 10 coins in the world on coinmarketcap.com, you'll see Tether. I think it's like number three or something like that. I don't have the list in front of me at the moment, but it's big. And then you'll see USDC is a couple down from Tether. Also very, very big. Between the two of them, there's over $100 billion in stable coins that they've issued. So they literally supposedly have in a bank account somewhere, or more than one bank account in more than one part of the world, or where, I don't know what their strategy is, but they actually have dollars backing these things that they've issued online up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, the big question with Tether is, do they really have it? And there have been a lot of people over years who have asked that question, and Tether has never really proven very clearly that they actually have what they say that they have. So there's a big question mark when it comes to the actual supply of what is backing Tether.
How many would they need?
I think they've got like 78 billion right now. I have to check on that for you, Bonnie. Tether currently has a market cap of over $78 billion. So they would need that amount of dollars, roughly. Now, they have said they have other dollar, quote-unquote, dollar equivalents, which can be like treasury bonds and things like that. But essentially, they are supposed to have that amount of money in a bank. USDC, which is called USD Coin, has $49 billion. So they have done audits, apparently, because Coinbase is behind that one, and they, of course, are, you know, as regulated as they can possibly be.
By the book.
Yeah. But then things get interesting when you get into the decentralized stablecoins, because the government likes the central, I mean, the government doesn't like stablecoins at all, but they can at least touch Tether and USDC. They can go to their offices, and they can raid them, and they can, you know, steal their bank accounts and things like that.
They have an address.
There are other stable coins like DAI, D-A-I, and the newer one called UST, which is based on the Terra network, that don't have any dollars backing them. They have cryptocurrencies backing them, which gets very interesting. It's going to be too deep for us to cover here, but for those of you that find this an interesting topic, I would recommend you look at both Terra and DAI. There's even going to be one from Monero coming soon as well, which is also very interesting.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.